This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:38 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila, and it's time now for Today on Twitter, which in reality is Today on TikTok. I don't want to lie to you, so we're just going to establish that up front. It started on TikTok, but it was discussed on Twitter, so this is how I'm justifying it. Anyway, a video has been making the rounds of a foreign waiter preparing food at a local Korean restaurant, and the person who took the video captioned it, "I'm confused, am I in a Korean restaurant or a mama?"
Needless to say, this has actually generated a lot of conversations. Specifically, what the caption was, "Aku confused. Aku makan kedai Korea ke kedai mama?" And a lot of people, of course, pointed out that this ended up feeling kind of racist and also puts the waiter in a place of being put down, being victimized when he's essentially just doing his job.
Yes, I just wanted to say also that there was one specific criticism that I felt was warranted, which is, did you expect a Korean server? Because I think that that's the other part of it, right? Like, it has since resulted in, and we'll definitely come back to that, this idea of racism or foreign workers, specifically of a discomfort with them, especially with the perception that they are taking jobs that locals could be doing. This is a perennial issue. But in this case, if you're going to compare a Korean restaurant specifically with a mama, then I think the idea here is that all Korean restaurants must have Korean service, which is simply not possible, and also something that a number of people on Twitter pointed out.
And I think this really goes back to this notion of... it's something that comes up quite often with food, I must say. This idea of... who gets to cook the food that you want to eat, or who gets to cook a particular kind of food, and how they fit into your perception of what that person would look like. So if you think about that whole issue that cropped up in Penang in 2016, where the state government basically imposed a ban on foreigners cooking local hawker food, and it kind of strikes me that it is similar in that sense, that particular kinds of cuisine sort of have only work or should only be presented by people who look a certain way or come from a certain background. And to me, it just seems like such an odd way of looking at how food works. Like, food doesn't exist in these isolated, sterile bubbles.
I mean, the example that gets put up a lot is rendang, right? Like, who owns rendang? What version of it are you talking about? If you're saying who is preparing it in an authentic way, what exactly are you referring to? Where do the spices come from? So on and so forth. And I bring that up, this idea of authenticity, specifically because I think it's something that the original video was somewhat getting at, but with Penang specifically, they actually said that the whole idea of this ban was to preserve the authenticity of hawker food, and that it has been applied to specific hawker food that they consider truly local to the island or to the state. Char Kway Teow, Hokkien Mee, Assam Laksa, basically. And that hawkers who violated the ban would see their licenses revoked, which actually happened. And so... like you said, I think that this tends to happen a lot around food, and that is because food, for better or for worse, always comes with the expectation of authenticity. And with that, going backwards, is the idea that it's somehow in your blood, as if methods cannot be taught or ingredients cannot be sourced. I think that there's a certain romanticization that applies particularly for hawker food, where you want to believe that this is a person who's been doing it for 50 years. We've all seen the videos, you know, of people saying, like, this uncle has been making this dish for X amount of decades. And I'm definitely someone who enjoys those kinds of stories, but I don't think that it means that that is the only person in the world that I imagine could cook that dish.
It also goes back to something that we talked about earlier, really, this notion of... how much people get paid for the things they do. And we can't run away from the fact that so much of our F&B industry relies on foreign workers. And some of that has to do with the fact that our minimum wage just isn't very high. So people don't get paid what they deserve. And often what ends up happening is the foreign workers fill that gap. they are not the ones to be blamed for this. I also think that it's got to do with the natural push and pull of the industry. And as one generation of cooks, workers and so on move on, it is going to be filled by people who exist in that space. And I don't know, this whole conversation, it sort of struck me as being really wrong when the Penang thing happened. And this video, of course, is just the latest iteration of it. I think it's sort of sad that we still talk about it in this way.
Especially, so I think both conversations are equally intractable, whether it's this idea of the person who prepares the food determines the authenticity of the dish. That conversation we haven't moved on from since 2016 or since before that, when it was a conversation. I will say that I still hear this said anecdotally, that people will say, oh, I don't want to buy from that stall because I don't think it's a local preparing the food. And that's something that I've heard so many times, particularly for hawker food again. And so, yeah, firstly, that conversation's not moving. Secondly, the conversation about minimum wage that you just brought up, also not moving. And it still comes back to exactly this. Oh, pay locals more, or you won't pay locals more, foreign workers will take those jobs, let's blame them. And I don't know at what point we're going to be able to move on from this, all of which to say, this is how we're reacting to a viral video on TikTok, which essentially consisted of a customer at a restaurant taking a video of a foreign waiter preparing noodles in a hot plate at a local Korean restaurant with the caption, I'm confused, am I in a Korean restaurant or am I in a mamak, which people took to be a sort of aspersion about the race of the waiter. We'd like to hear from you. Do you care who serves or makes the food you eat in a restaurant? Does it impact the way that you view the restaurant or the dish? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Break from mediocrity. BFM 89.9.
It's 5:47 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. As always, at this point in the 5 o'clock hour, we take a look at the messages that we've been getting about our stories today. So just to recap, on today on Twitter, we talked about a video on TikTok that really looked at a foreign waiter preparing food for the person taking the video at a local Korean restaurant, with the caption saying, I'm confused, am I in a Korean restaurant or a mamak? And that brought up, I think, some pushback against the video, saying, you know, this is racist, what foreign workers are the backbone of Malaysia's food and beverage industry. But it also prompted further discussions about, for example, how much foreign workers impact our country's minimum wage. Also, does the authenticity of a dish depend on who prepares it? And so we've been asking you for your thoughts on that.
Right. So we have, we have Owen quite simply saying, I don't care as long as the dish is as expected and promised. And I squarely fall on Owen's side of things. And it also reminds me of, I think, something that comes up on the opposite spectrum, because we've largely been talking about places like mamak and sort of what, or hawker stalls. But I think there's also this expectation that when you go to a restaurant that perhaps is on the fancier side of things, that the waiter should also look a certain way or come from a certain background. And you often hear of a fair amount of racism or classism in terms of who they're willing to employ in those spaces as well.
Yes, I agree with that. I also wanted to say that something that I didn't bring up earlier is that this was a tableside service, hence why the video was able to be taken. Mm. So in other words, it's the equivalent of, you know, coming out and with a tray or whatever and actually cooking the meal in front of you. Very common in Korean restaurants, also very often done by foreign workers, actually. And when we think or talk about authenticity, how much do you think about it when the person isn't in front of you?
Exactly. Because and the hawker stall is a great example, because you see them cooking it. And that's why it becomes a sort of the appearance doesn't match what I expect this food to produce. It's such an odd thing.
Exactly. Because, you know, this person would have been making your noodles in the kitchen anyway. It's just, and then we would have been saved this video. But then what would we talk about on radio? That is the question. We also have this from Jerry, who says, a Middle Eastern restaurant in Taman Tun mentioned to me that they've offered to pay 15 ringgit per hour for local staff to work 10 hours a day, no takers. So why blame foreign workers who want to work when our people don't want to? Also, I went to an institution in Negeri Sembilan recently, and they didn't have any people to pick chilies or lime. They will provide accommodation and food. The pay is 75 ringgit per day, but no takers. So why blame foreign workers again? Perhaps riding a bike around is better.
I agree that the blaming foreign workers is completely misplaced. I will also add, though, that I think it's the amount that's also the problem. We definitely need more equitable wages. Our minimum wage needs to be raised.
Our minimum wage needs to be raised. And I think that going back to that point about riding a bike around, right? I know that we speak often about gig workers and perhaps a lack of safety precautions in some ways, also a lack of safety coverage, insurance coverage. But when you think about the flexibility that that job affords you, especially if you're a job hunter and you're actually looking for other opportunities and then you also get to earn income, it's very different from being attached to a restaurant for 10 hours a day, being on your feet. I'm not saying that if you need money that you should be thinking about or you should be eschewing jobs that would be considered 3D. I'm just saying that when we think about youth unemployment and why people accept jobs or don't, we also need to be taking the wider, more holistic view. As you point out, wages are important. We shouldn't discount that.
So Chan says, when it comes to food serving, easy. The world is fairly fair when it comes to economical matters. The more resourceful one is, the more options they have. If you don't like being served, go somewhere better. Else, just enjoy and accept what's within our means.
Yeah, and also, again, we come back to this. Perhaps she would have enjoyed it just as much, perhaps even more, if it hadn't been tableside service. So what is the deal here? You know, it's about, I think this video, while we drew comparisons to Penang, and I think that there are comparisons to be made, actually, it's more about perception than it is about the taste of the food.
Yes, and I think the perception ends up somehow mirroring our biases that we may not realize we have, right? And the thing is, that struck me, this is a video. And the fact that the person posted the video also reflects a kind of normalizing of this kind of behavior.
I mean, it's an expectation of support, lah. You don't put things up on social media without expecting people to go, heck yeah, mamak, for sure. Anyway, we are talking today about a video that's been making the rounds. It's of a foreign waiter preparing food tableside at a local Korean restaurant. And the person taking the video captioned it, "I'm confused. Am I in a Korean restaurant or mamak?" Which has us asking you, do you care who serves or who makes the food that you eat in a restaurant? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. And we have lots of messages generally quite snarky. I'm enjoying it.
So I want to read this from Victor because I have a hidden agenda. Victor says, "The best Hokkien mee I've ever had is around Happy Garden and it's cooked by a foreign cook. So I have no issues with who cooks my food as long as it's good. Taste of the pudding is in the eating. That ban is just petty and done by petty politicians." Victor, I just wanted to say, if you wouldn't mind texting in where that Hokkien mee is, I'm very interested. But yes, overall, I agree. It's the taste is in the eating.
Oh man, so many, the proof of the pudding is in the eating, because Spencer sent that in as well, saying that if food tastes authentic, that should be okay regardless of who prepares it. Japanese food prepared by Japanese chefs in classier eateries is usually a bit more expensive. Unfortunately, even when local English instructors are more knowledgeable, more empathetic perhaps towards learners, language centres are still willing to fork out top dollar to foreign English instructors. Are they paying more for the accent? And I mean, that is an extension, but I see where you're going.
We have Anne saying, "Do you expect a white person to serve you fish and chips?" Which I think is a... which goes back to the question that many of the people who are tweeting about it asked, right? Do you expect a Korean person to be serving you in a Korean restaurant?
Maggie is actually directly saying, "A non-Korean cooking or serving Korean food, just make them wear the hanbok to give that fussy diner the ambiance that they were looking forward to." And I would go for that. I would really enjoy that. If you haven't seen the video, actually, it really looks like a very down-to-earth sort of establishment. Again, it's a cooking of ramen in a hot plate, basically. Doing that in a hanbok would be, oh, delightful. I would pay top dollar. Keep those thoughts coming. We would like to know, do you care who serves or makes the food you eat in a restaurant? We're asking because there was a video that was posted of a foreign waiter preparing food at a local Korean restaurant and some remarks were passed. So you can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.